A School for the Planet. It's a normal school day at Southern Cross School near the famous Kruger National Park in South Africa. Teachers and pupils don't sit in a classroom. Instead, they wander through the bush or sit in the shade of the trees. The school teaches all the same subjects and contents as the rest of the country's schools, but the teaching methods are completely different. Southern Cross uses nature as a teaching tool. The teachers and their pupils go out into nature and work with natural phenomena. These can be used to study anything from maths and social sciences to languages. The school is in an area where animals live wild and can be hunted. To get to class, students travel a winding road through the bush that the giraffes, wildebeests and impalas use as well. The classroom for small preschoolers is slightly apart from the rest of the school. The first lesson of the day is mathematics, but it's anything but typical. In this school, you won't hear a teacher saying, "Count how many apples Jane has in her basket." Instead, the children visit a nearby waterhole to count the number of different animal tracks. This way, they can see how many different animals come to drink during the night. The school's idea of a pet is an injured python that the students are taking care of so that it can be released into the wild. If they find a dead animal in the area, they study where the animal fits in the food chain and how and why it died. The students also train bats to live in special bat houses so that the bats won't cause any damage to attics and chimneys. The headmaster, Mr. Jumbo Williams, speaks very passionately about the mission of the school. "When they leave school, we want them to be champions of environmental issues. We must make people understand the impact of what we are doing to the environment. We need a global citizenship that buys into the idea that we need to look after our planet."